Great to have you here this morning. Well, as I mentioned, we're kind of on another round of the candidates trying to get some of the, with South Dakota's primary coming up very quickly, trying to get more of the candidates in for you to have an opportunity to hear them, listen to them. And joining us this morning is one of the Republican candidates for U.S. Senate. Jason Roundsburg is in our studios. Jason, nice to have you back. You came back for more.
Yes, I did, Greg. It's good to be back. Thank you.
It's good to have you here, too. For those who don't know about you, haven't heard about you, give us a little bit of background, Jason.
Well, I grew up on a farm. I'm a small business owner in Yankton. I'm actually an attorney down there, and I'm also an officer in the reserves. I think I'm uniquely qualified for this seat because of my background, and I've experienced challenges around the world and had to deal with some of these problems, and I think that we need to get to the point of addressing some of these problems and move our country forward.
As you and I were visiting off the air, I see you've been around the state. I mean, you have a variety of different communities that you've been in and talking to people. I want you to talk about that. And then beyond that, what are the things that you're hearing most from them that concern and trouble them?
Right, Greg. I tried to go everywhere. I want to go to every county and every reservation. And I think it's kind of sad that I'm the fifth person in the race, and I've been to the first person to go to so many of these places. And people are concerned, and I think their number one issue is that Washington is just broken. They want to get things done, and we're not getting things done in Washington, and we need to start addressing some of the nation's problems. Some of these career politicians, they go there repeatedly every term, and they don't get anything done, and they've been there for 30 years. I'm 38 years old the other day, and I looked it up. There's six congressmen and one senator that have been there longer than I've been alive. If they're not out of touch, I don't know what is.
So if you should wind up getting the nomination and you wind up in Washington, what would be your big priorities, Jason?
Well, we got to balance the budget. Everything stems from the budget. If we don't balance the budget, there are no other priorities. Everybody says it, though, but how are you going to do it? I think we need to cut the corporate income tax rate. If we do that from 35% to 25%, we can create 5.3 million jobs over the next 10 years. Well, obviously, if we get people working, it's a win-win for everybody. We actually have people go to work, unlike the president and his shovel-ready jobs. But secondly, we get people off welfare, and obviously they produce income for the government through taxes that they have to pay. But as my father always said, it's not how much you make, how much you spend. And the same goes true for our government. If we don't address spending, you know, it doesn't matter how much money we send to Washington, they're going to spend it. I like what they call the penny plan. The penny plan is a plan out of Florida. It's been vetted by a couple congressmen, and there's some senators that have bought onto it. But you take 100, for every $100 that we spend, you cut it by 100, or cut it by a dollar. It's not Washington math where you go up $5 and you come back down to $4 to $104 and somehow call that a cut. You actually make a cut, and you do it across the board. So we don't pick winners and losers. Everybody feels the pain, but if we can't afford 1%, we're never going to get there.
Jason Roundsburg is here. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Let's talk about Obamacare a little bit. It's still very much on the minds of people. News this morning says that some 64% of people who have signed up have yet to actually pay for their insurance. What do we do with Obamacare? We repeal it? We try to reform it? What's your plan?
Well, I think we need to repeal and replace. Just like the budget, we have to have a plan going forward. We can't just be the party of no. We have to have a plan. I like the Patient Care Act. It's developed by Senator Coburn out of Oklahoma. He was a doctor before he was a senator. So he takes a little perspective in going what people need. And what that does, it has tort reform in there, which, yes, I'm an attorney and I'm for tort reform. I know it's hard to believe. But then it's got some number of cost-saving measures. But it still takes care of the good parts of Obamacare, which there's a few, not many, but there's a few. The up to 26 provision is kept, and so is the pre-existing condition. Because there's a lot of people going on to Medicaid right now and other programs of part of Obamacare. And we have to take care of those people, no matter if we've already tried with Obamacare. We can't just repeal it and walk away.
Jason Roundsburg is here again. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in South Dakota. I know there's been a lot of back and forth in the Republican side of this race about who's got the most conservative values, who's the real conservative in the race. So much so that now we've got even people running independently as conservatives concerned that there's no conservative in the race. You know, what's your take on all that and your conservative credentials?
Well, I am a conservative. I'm a fiscal conservative, social conservative. We also spend a lot of time talking about labels. We have the Tea Party, we have establishment, and we're fighting amongst each other instead of addressing the nation's problems. The hard work doesn't begin in the election. The hard work begins when you go to Washington, D.C., and who you send there. And if we continue to divide ourselves, the Republican Party now has two people that have left the party and are seeking to run in the general election, and they didn't want to join in the primary. If we divide ourselves, then we could get an alternative that none of the Republicans want. And I think that we need to come together come June versus continue to divide ourselves come June.
Jason, you talk about the real work beginning once you get to Washington. What qualities do you have? What kind of an attitude do you have that you think will make a difference if you should win South Dakota Senate seat?
Well, first off, I got foreign policy experience. I think I'm the only candidate in the race that really do. It doesn't count to just be in another country and say, oh, I've got foreign policy by being there. You actually sit down with people. I've worked with NATO and people across the board from Britain and Canada and a number of other countries, and you had to work through problems and get them done. I also bring a lot of leadership. You know, when you're getting shot at and have to make quick decisions, you learn leadership real quick versus, you know, sitting in a desk job and, you know, sitting back. I also believe that's just strength of character. I'm a person that sat at home. I was listening to your show and many others and just getting fed up with a lot of these career politicians that talk around the answers and never answer their questions. And I'm just so fed up that I decided to run and get involved. And I've been trying to go and talk to as many people around this state as possible. It's kind of unheard of. Some of them said that I went out and I got 1,484 signatures myself. Well, that means I talked to a lot of people. And factor. Wore out a couple of pairs of shoes.
Yeah, that's a lot of hard work to go out and get those signatures. A lot more than people realize. As we talk about you and the other candidates, what are the things that you think distinguish you most from the other candidates in the race?
Well, first off, I don't have a scandal. I think we have a number of scandals with some of the other candidates, which could derail us in the fall. You know, as Ronald Reagan once said, it's a time for choosing, and he gave a famous speech. We have to pick the person that can best lead our state. We only get two, and right now, Senator Thune a lot of times has his vote canceled out, and I think we need to send somebody there that has the conservative values like Senator Thune, but is not over the top and doesn't attack fellow Republicans more than he attacks Democrats, and I think we've had a lot of attacks when they need a lot more communication. You know, Democrats are not evil people. They just look at it from a different perspective. And I would sit down with every U.S. senator and say, hey, what are some of the things you want to get done? Here's some of the things I want to get done and see if we can find some common ground to get some things done, but still be true to my conservative principles and what the people sent me there to do.
My guest is Jason Roundsburg. He's a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. Jason, for people who want more information about you, your campaign, what can they do?
Yes, you can go to jasonforsouthdakota.com. We're also on Twitter with my name, Jason Roundsburg, and also on Facebook. And we're out and about as many places as we can go. I've been going to many groups. Like I said, I went to the Native American community. I've been to Pine Ridge. I've also talked to the bilingual community here in Sioux Falls, and I'm also trying to sign up new voters, and you only got till May 19th to get signed up so you can go for the June 3rd primary.
So it's not too late.
It's not too late. And hey, one last thing if I can.
Sure.
There's another website I want you to take a look at. It's savethevA.com. We're trying to save a hospital down in Hot Springs, and Christy Noem looks like she worked really hard yesterday and got an amendment passed in Congress. But they still need a lot of help. If we don't get together as a state, we could lose that place.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing concern what's going on out in Hot Springs. You're right. Jason, it's great to see you again. Jason Roundsburg, candidate for U.S. Senate.
Thanks for having me back, Greg.
You're very welcome.